Ocean salmon populations are forecasted to be lower than they were when fishing was closed statewide, and fishery managers will be hard-pressed to avoid a third straight closure. The Pacific Fishery Management Council, the state agency that sets salmon fishing seasons, will approve this year's commercial, recreational, and tribal seasons in April. And the council is dealing with ocean salmon abundance levels that are believed to be lower than last year and the year before when fishing seasons were completely closed. The council uses ocean abundance forecasts as a basis for approving Chinook salmon seasons. Escapement, the term used to describe numbers of salmon that aren't harvested and returned to their spawning areas, was very low in 2023 and 2024, prompting the closures. During a recent California Department of Fish and Wildlife meeting, fishery researcher Dr. Michael O'Farrell said escapements have fallen into valleys in past years, and we are in one now.
What you can see here is that there's been a lot of variation over the years and some autocorrelation, where good years follow good years in terms of abundance. And there's also been a few collapse years where abundances have declined, escapement in particular has declined, and stayed low for a few years and climbing back up. So we're in one of those stages right now where 2023 and 2024 escapements are shown at the far right. They're quite low.
Sacramento Fall Run Chinook salmon are a key fishery stock, and an abundance forecast of 165,000 fish is lower than last year's forecast of 213,000 fish and the lowest seen in years. The forecast for Klamath Fall Run salmon is down even deeper at 82,000 fish compared to last year's 180,000 fish. Drought is no longer a factor in explaining the low levels. During a question and answer session, Candace Morgenstern of the state's Ocean Salmon Project said there are a number of causes with no single cause apparent.
I mean, it's hard question to answer. Why is the escapement low? Why is the population low? Why are returns to hatcheries low? It's not one thing necessarily. I'd say it's a combination of multiple factors. Being that ocean fisheries have been closed in the last 2 years, we haven't been experiencing a lot of stock hasn't been experiencing fishing related mortality, but out migrating conditions, inland water temperatures, certainly a factor of consideration. There's thiamine deficiency concerns right now for the stocks that may be causing a certain level of mortality in certain reaches. It's hard to point your finger at any one item.
State fisheries staffers detailed the sparse population numbers, with environmental scientist Morgan Neckley describing 2025 as, quote, another tough year for trying to find fishing seasons in California and in Oregon, for that matter. But Morgenstern said that doesn't necessarily mean it can't be done.
This year, we're seeing a lower forecast than the last 2 years, where we had closures. However, it would be pre-decisional at this stage to infer that the council is going to follow precedent from the prior 2 years and recommend closures again in 2025. As it stands now, our management tools and forecasts that we have in place indicate that there may be harvestable surplus available for planning modest fisheries in the coming year. Every management year is unique, and the council will consider all of this available data presented today, current biological conditions, forecasting performance, and the general management landscape to decide what is best, what is the best management decisions for this, for salmon, for ocean fisheries for this year. So those decisions on what, if any, fishing we're going to have in 2025, that will be taking place at the March and April council meetings, and more information coming shortly on how to get involved in those council meetings.
The next step in the season setting process is a March 24th public hearing in Santa Rosa, with the Pacific Fishery Management Council making its final call during its April 10th to April 14th meetings. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.